Or if you have two, the one that...
Nope.
Okay. And when you're... Did cotton raised in this area at all?
Well, there was cotton right this far south. Now, just even 55 miles north, a lot of it, but mm-hmm. not in Pensacola. Not really close to Pensacola.
Did you ever hear an expression for when you go out and you sort of thin the cotton out with a hoe? Did you ever hear an expression referring to that?
Well, of course I would. Many people talk about having to hoe the cotton.
Uh-huh. What about chopping or scraping?
Well, I've heard both hoe and chop.
Uh-huh. But it's not something you're familiar with?
Not familiar with, because cotton was really grown north of here.
What different, if you're planting things, what different kinds of grass would grow up in the field?
Bermuda and nut grass.
What's nut grass?
Nut grass is, the only way you can get rid of nut grass is move. It's a very vigorous growing grass with the root has like a nut on it. And as kids we used to even eat the nut, but it's just a nuisance weed. Mm-hmm. And that's about the only grasses we had.
Mm-hmm. You had chickens. Where would the chickens be kept?
In the chicken yard.
What about a little place for the baby chicks or the...
The brooder.
Uh-huh. What else would you have?
The nest.
What if you were going to ship some chickens? What would you put them in?
In a crate.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a coop or coop?
Oh yeah, chicken coop. I take that back. We'd put them in a chicken coop.
What did that look like?
Well, it was like a square box, except the sides were covered with wire instead of wood.
And you use that for shipping them? Or for...
Yeah, we didn't raise enough to... We just raised them for our own consumption, but I remember that the markets had chickens in chicken coops.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Say, if you're eating chicken, there's a bone like this. You call that?
Wishbone.
Any stories about that?
We used to always... Like one of us kids would break it, and the one that got the long piece got his wish.
Uh-huh.
That's the only story I know.
Did you ever have a special name for the long piece?
Well, no, we did not. It's the one that got the long piece won.
And you had a really good set of dishes that'd probably be made out of...
Well, my mother's were Dresden, but of course we call them China.
Uh-huh. What would you call an egg made out of that?
Dawning egg. But I'm not sure that's what you thought of me.
Or it wouldn't be a plastic egg, it would be a...
China egg.
Huh?
China.
Say the whole thing.
C-H-I-N-A, China egg.
Okay. And a hen on a nest of eggs is called...
Was a setting hen.
And what different kinds of fences do people have?
Well, we had just... I guess they were known as picket fences.
What did that look like?
Well, that was made of wood, and the pickets were vertical.
Mm-hmm. Were they nailed? Or
they were nailed to the stringer.
Mm-hmm. To the what?
The stringer, which ran horizontal.
But stringer was
the stringer went between the posts, and then the pickets were nailed to the stringer vertically.
Mm-hmm.
And we call them picket fences.
Mm-hmm. The stringer was a piece of wood, though?
Yeah, it was a piece of wood.
What about kinds of fences that people would have nowadays?
Say it again.
A kind of a fence people would have nowadays around the pasture, maybe?
Well, I think we didn't have them, many of them here, but I think Father and all, they called them rail fences.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, of course, just ran horizontally rather than vertically.
They didn't have those around here?
No, none of them around here.
What about a wire fence people would have these days?
Oh, yeah, the farmer.